Some grow nuts, some grow leaves. Either way you look at it, we're talking trees with John Eisenhower on Rosie on the House.
And Ed's on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Speaking of growing, he's moving and wants to know about starting a few trees for the new place. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I am moving up to High Country, Heber Obregard, and I'm currently attempting to start some Colorado blue spruce from seed and bare root. And right now, I've done everything I can for what I've read on starting the seed, you know, with the wet paper towel and leave it sit and let it root, or put it in a sandy mulch and try and water. And so far, nothing. And on the bare root, I've planted them in a sandy-type mulch. I'm keeping them moist, and I'm experiencing needle drop. So what am I doing wrong? And because I'd like to get some trees up on the property where it was touched by fire years ago. It's kind of looking naked, and I'd like some trees up there to look at.
No, I appreciate those concerns. There's a lot of folks who share your sorrow about a lot of the fires that have ravaged some of that area up in that part of the state. You know, I would suggest that you instead of planting from seed or bare root, that you might want to consider trying to get a little bit larger plant that has a little more of a better head start. Regarding that elevation level, I'm not really that, because I'm a low desert arborist, I may not have the expertise that you would need to kind of dial that in with what you're doing wrong with those starts you're trying to make. You might want to consult the extension office in your area for one of their publications that could help you, or maybe you can get advice on one of their hotlines. Also, the local nurseries in your area would probably be able to give you some advice.
And I don't know about Heber, but not far over into Sholo, there's Christopher's Garden Center for everything high mountain in that White Mountain area from Heber over to Alpine. We send everyone to Christopher's.
Well, I know after the Rodeo Chetiskai fire, we distributed a lot of trees in the Pine Top Lakeside area up in Sholo, and throughout that area, I'm pretty sure we were installing 1 to 5 gallon smaller trees, so that at least they were rooted out, and it's hard enough for them to get established in some of those rocky soils. So starting from a bare root seedling or even trying to grow from seed, that's a little bit out of my area of expertise, and it would seem to be a pretty tough job to do.
Well, I would start with Christopher's, and there's nothing wrong with starting with a little cheating. It's not cheating to get a starter. There's a reason people make a living at starting them from seed and grafting them,
sure.
Is because it is.
Sure, and all the ones we had a pretty high mortality rate, even when we were planting from the 1 and 5 gallons after the Rodeo Chetiskai fire. You've got a tall order to try to reforest some of those areas that have been burned out.
So. Good luck, Ed, and congratulations on the Heber home. That's a beautiful area. Let's bring Emilio into the conversation and see how we can help Emilio in Tucson. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, thank you. Hey, listen, I've got a citrus tree that's blooming like crazy. And I don't know if it was last year or the year before, it was like that, and I fertilized it, and all the blooms fell off, so... I know I'm supposed to, fertilize next week, but it's, I guess, what I do? Fertilize or no fertilize?
Well, during the bloom cycle, those flowers are pretty sensitive to different changes in their environment. A lot of additional water, wind events, other things can disrupt that bloom cycle. I would probably wait until the fruit has set. If you're in the middle of a bloom, that's a pretty early bloom for citrus right now. So I would say just let it complete the bloom. Each of those flowers will set a small fruit, and when it gets to be about BB size, you'd be good to go ahead and apply your fertilizer at that time. Generally, a February fertilization in the low desert is a month ahead of our bloom. So it's a great time to be putting your fertilizer down if your citrus are not blooming now. But if you are in the middle of a bloom, you might consider just being careful not to fertilize at this time, or even be doing some watering. We've had some people who've done some irrigation right when the trees are in bloom, and they've aborted the blossoms and it's affected the fruit crop. So, yeah, just kind of be careful during that you know, few weeks when they're in bloom. Just let them do their thing and just water as you normally would. But maybe the fertilization would be better to wait if you had some problems last year. By the way, we had some issues with citrus. We've had quite a few people who've had very, very lean harvests this year, and our citrus orchard included. We had several trees that just hardly put on any fruit, and I'm wondering if it was due to that really intense hot summer we had in June. You know, a lot of the fruit may have aborted during that time, but this was a rough year for citrus. We've had quite a few calls coming in, people wondering why their harvest has been so thin.
And fertilizers is one of those things. When in doubt, under-apply. You know, you don't want to over-apply because that can cause all those same effects. It's better to add less
and exactly.
Maybe increase your frequency of it a little bit more, but don't ever over-fertilize.
Exactly.
We'll be back with more John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service Talking Trees at 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation. We do have pictures sent in. We're going to need a little help with some tree species identification. And you can also text to 411-923.